Hello and welcome to your practice. My name is Meryl. If I haven't taught you before, I am so happy to be with you today. Now, if you were here last week with me, or you listened to the podcast last week, you heard me sharing a teaching around the way we are when we're in stress, when we're in our anxiety bubble. We stop being able to see other people as actual people just like us, and instead they become somebody in the way, right? So I taught this all week last week, 12 classes. I shared this teaching. It was in my brain all week. And then, as many of you know, it snowed on Friday, and I spent 2 hours in the car trying to get home while my child cried in the back seat. And as I sat in this bumper to bumper gridlock and I was watching the snow and slush sort of build up on the road, my anxiety is going up and up and up. And it didn't take 3 seconds before everybody was in my way. And all I could think was, get out of my way. Let me get home safely. Oh my God, I'm gonna get stuck. What am I gonna do? You know, I'm spiraling out in my head, getting more and more anxious and more irritated at everybody else on the road. And it took me until at least the next day, maybe 2 days, before all of a sudden it was like being hit upside the head. And I thought, oh my God, how funny, I just taught all week the exact opposite, and here I am. Everybody's in my way, right? I didn't once pause and think, they might also have a crying child. They might also be stressed out trying to get home. And so I share this story because as people who practice, right, whether it's yoga or meditation, if you read books, if you go to classes, if you listen to this podcast, as people who practice, we very clearly have intention, an aspiration around who we want to be and how we want to move through the world. And we definitely will forget, right? It's not just you, it's not just me. We all forget sometimes. We all get sucked into a drama or stress or fear, and we fall into the habitual way of thinking. And that's not a failure. It's not even a setback. It's literally the practice, right? And I think it's so easy for us to look at our meditation practice as something that is an end game. Like, I'm gonna get to this point and then ta-da, I am the Zen, you know, God or goddess that I want to be. And my invitation today is for us to let that go a little bit. And instead, the practice, the end game, is just, may I continually try to awaken. That's it. May I continually try to awaken. So we sit down, we meditate, we set intention towards seeing others, seeing their nobility and their goodness. And then we walk out into our day and we forget. And a moment later, or a day later, or a week later, we realize we forgot. And without any harshness, without any, oh my God, I'm so bad at this, we just come back and go, yes, my intention is to see the goodness. And we try again. And we try until we forget. And the moment we notice we've forgotten, a little bit of a smile, oh my goodness, I've forgotten, let me come back. And we try again. And that is the whole practice. So my invitation for us today is to invoke this sense of tenderness or forgiveness or non-judgment towards our own forgetting, because we're only human and this practice is only a practice. So let's find a seat together, right? This might be in a chair with your feet on the earth. It might be on a cushion on the ground. Find a way to sit with your spine tall and gentle. Let your shoulders settle a bit down the back. When you're ready, you can let your eyes drift close. And together, we'll start with a breath, an inhale, filling ourselves up. And a nice exhale, let it go. And just do that again, such a nice way to clear. Just inhaling, gathering up. Exhale, let it all go, release it out. Let your breath fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales here. Feeling yourself settle into your seat. All right, really letting yourself sit. So your hips let go, your thighs. Your belly relaxes and your chest. Your shoulders, your throat. And even the muscles through the face, just letting go. You feel yourself settling inside yourself today. And perhaps you notice what's going on for you, the mood you're in right now, the energy or the quality of your thoughts. And we're not judging here. We're not trying to change anything. We're taking time to simply practice noticing, observing. And you start to bring awareness towards your breath. Perhaps right at the tip of the nose, or if you're stopped up like me today, maybe you pay attention to the breath in the chest or the belly. Wherever you most feel it. We invite our attention to rest on the breath. Feeling from the inside out this inhale. And this exhale. And then this inhale. And this exhale. And as we move into silence, we do our best to stay inside the breath. And we already know that we'll forget. When you notice you've forgotten, when you notice you've gotten lost in a thought or a daydream, just smile. Say, oh, I've gotten lost. And come back. Find the breath. And do that until you forget. And then smile. And come back and do it again. starting to come back to your breath. And if you got lost somewhere along the way, if you forgot, just notice where you were. With a smile, feel yourself coming back to your body, to the room. When you're ready, palms coming together in front of your heart, bowing your chin down, and honoring our practice, a continual awakening. Let's finish with a breath here, an inhale in, and an exhale, let it go. And as you're ready, letting your eyes open up. And today I just want to share one little potential homework assignment between now and the next time this podcast or class happens next week. As you go out into your days, see if you can remember. Perhaps the first three people that you come across each day, you just take a moment to really see them. To see the person standing in front of you and just silently to yourself, wish them well. May you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be free from fear. And then you go on with your day until you encounter the next person. And we're just teaching our brain to pause and see what's actually in front of us. Another being just like ourselves, doing their best to find a sense of happiness and contentment in life. So I hope you give that a try. Feel free to reach out, let me know how it's going. Let me know if you have questions. I am happy to support you in your meditation practice. And thank you guys so much for practicing today. Namaste.